I'm ready.
I'm ready.
I've got eyes.
I've got eyes.
That see.
That see.
I've got ears that hear.
I have ears that hear.
And I've got a heart to perceive.
And I've got a heart to perceive.
You're about to talk to me.
You're about to talk to me.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to be sharing with you about priests and kings. And I'm taking this from chapter 10 in the book from Paul Keith that is Thrones of the Soul. And I'm going to take you through this quickly because I don't want to just read from the book. I want you to understand why St. Peter calls us forward to become kings and priests, not to lay down and die and hope that you have, you know, don't have a future. By overcoming and occupying our role as priests and kings, we will first minister to him in our heavenly role as priests. From that place of closeness and friendship, we delegate the authority of Christ in the earth through our kingly position and begin to reveal the glory and the power of his kingdom. The administration of the priestly ministry equips and enables us to relate to and affect the heavenly realms through worship, intimacy, and relationship with the Lord. This divine office allows us to enter his sanctuary and draw near to his table and minister to him by offering the sacrifice of praise. The sacrifice of praise. That's when you're saying, Lord, I praise you, even if my emotions are down in the gutter. Even if I'm not feeling up to it right now, I'm going to praise you anyway because you've got a plan.
Amen.
All right? So, by offering the sacrifice of praise, if it's a sacrifice, it's because you don't feel like it.
Mm.
Got it?
Right.
A sacrifice of worship, of intercession, and of mutual exchange. You'll see that in Ezekiel 44, verses 14 through 16. The administration of the kingly ministry provides spiritual authority to allow us to relate to and influence the earthly realm, which is where we live, as overcomers, and delegate his victory and dominion achieved in his death and resurrection. Each of these ministries or divine offices has a specific function and relates spheres of authority. And here is one of the scriptures that may help you. Revelations 5, verses 9 and 10. And they sang a new song, saying, "You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood, out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation, and have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth." Notice, made us. Okay? It's a work by God, not you. The spirit of counsel and might is necessary, so this part is very important. And I want you to think about what I'm saying as it relates to your purpose and your plan that God wants to unfold in each of us. There is presently a message of preparation through the spirit of counsel for those whom the Lord is grooming to function in governmental role. The reason this came out is as I was declaring that word for the corporate body, we were called to become governmental. That's God's plan. That's the ecclesia. And it's what the church was designed to be. Not a bunch of pumpkins waiting for somebody to pick you up and put a smile on you.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, I did read it, and it's absolutely beautiful. All right? Again, there is a need for the spirit of counsel for those whom the Lord is grooming to function in a governmental role. releasing the spirit of might and power to bring judgment and dominion in the earth through his delegated authority. Think about that now. Releasing the spirit of might and power to bring judgment and dominion in the earth through his delegated authority. This will be the establishment of his kingdom. We must seek first the kingdom of heaven, which is both word and power expressed through living stones, who are being built up as spiritual house for a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. 1 Peter 2:5. That's 1 Peter 2:5. Notice again, it's built up as one house, okay? A spiritual sacrifice acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. But it's being built up on living stones. Every one of us has that ability to connect with the other. This is in contrast to the prevailing thoughts of some that are strictly going to be caught up, the experience, the kingdom only in heaven. Experience the kingdom only in heaven. The present work of grooming and training will precede the catching away and relates to our being empowered to rule in the earth. If you are going to be having a position of authority in governmental situations right now, and you're going to serve in a community, and you're going to become a police officer, you're going to be trained, correct? They're not going to let you walk off the street and say, go ahead, here's your job. No, there's a training period. And if you are going to be a judge or any other governmental person, a mayor, any position, there's going to be training involved. Mm-hmm. Well, kings and priests need training. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so you need to keep that in mind. The present work of grooming and training will precede the catching away and relates to our being empowered to rule in the earth by delegating the Lord's victory before leaving the earthly realm. We shall taste the good word of God and the power of the age to come on this side of heaven. Oh, I want to die and I want to escape. Have fun. Bye.
Yeah, where you going? That's right.
Okay? On this side of heaven, you're going to taste as the Lord's enemies are subdued and put under his feet as a corporate body. That's where the enemy goes, beneath your feet. Amen. Then the Lord can come for his bride without spot or wrinkle, and the restoration of all things is accomplished. See Acts chapter 3, verse 21. Reigning on earth. Now, which I could say reigning on earth or reigning in earth. The first piece of earth that you're going to work on is this one.
There you go.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Revelations 5:10 says, introduces the song of the overcomer and their responsibility as a royal race to rule as kings and minister to him as priests. Naturally, this passage points to the millennial kingdom. However, to be ready for this great purpose, there is a present ruling or overcoming in our lives being appropriated and manifested before we enter into the fullness of the millennial kingdom. For this function to be fulfilled, we must become the habitation of God. Say that one for me. Say, for this to function.
For this to function.
And to be fulfilled.
And to be fulfilled.
I must become.
I must become.
The habitation of God.
The habitation of God.
And his dwelling place.
And his dwelling place.
It will not merely be.
It will not merely be.
The Lord moving through me.
The Lord moving through me.
But resting in me.
But resting in me. Amen.
Yeah. Habitation. Habitation. You can't be functioning as a man or a woman right now with your heart on the outside. It's got to be inside in order to pump the blood.
That's right.
Okay? The apostles were trained by Jesus for 3.5 years before they entered their governmental role. What about you and me? Okay? Mm-hmm. If they needed 3.5 years of training, what about you and me? Okay? And that was with the King of Glory right in their presence every day. 24/7. Again, I'm going to repeat this, and I want you to just digest it. You don't need to repeat it now. For this to function and be fulfilled, I must become the habitation of God and his dwelling place. It will not merely be the Lord moving through me, but resting in me. This presents us in our priestly ministry. Then as we begin to appropriate spiritual dominion and rule throughout the nations, we operate in our kingly ministry. Oh. This week, I was working with a person who was in a self-mutilating position. I saw a vision of this individual with their right hand with a dagger that was about 7 inches long, and they were literally stabbing their own chest. And I said, stop. Stop. You're beating yourself up for something that you could not control. You made a mess out of your life for the moment, but it doesn't have to continue. We can put a stop to it tonight.
Amen.
Amen.
Why? Well, and it gave me the, I would call it the boo-hoo ceremony. Okay? And, you know, you can join that ceremony and, you know, anoint it and cry with them, but it wasn't time to do that. Mm-hmm. It's time to get up and wake up.
Right on.
If you're going to live there because of your opinion of yourself, rather than God's opinion of you, mm-hmm. which is totally different, mm-hmm. okay? St. Paul says we are justified by the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Oh. Mm-hmm. So we better learn about the blood, right?
That's right.
So we learned about the blood. Then we learned about the sin nature that's operating in every single fleshy man and woman. Mm-hmm. The sin nature is operating in all of us. How many of you have heard your mouths lately? Okay? Amen. And all of a sudden you say, oh my God, I'm my worst enemy. Mm-hmm. I just created for darkness. Mm-hmm. Amen?
Amen.
Okay. Crossing over to the promise. This is our promise and destiny. As the drawing of a new day continues to ascend to the spiritual heights from which the priest and king will become apparent. For this sacred place, anointed vessels will begin to function. Mm. Ah. In their governmental capacity. And appropriate the Lord's excellence. Victory. This is facilitated. Excuse me. This is facilitated as we give ear to the spirit of counsel. So you're going to be drawing from the spirit of counsel and saying, I need help here. I need your wisdom, Lord. I need your counsel on this. I'm about to head into the biggest mistake because I don't know what I'm doing. I need your help.
Yes.
That's the beginning of humility. That's the beginning of humbling yourself and saying, I need your opinion.
Yes.
And I'm not about to move until I get it. Mm-hmm. That's Kim's version. This is facilitated as we give ear to the spirit of counsel, preceding the release of the spirit of might and power. So who comes first?
Counsel.
And it will be followed by the spirit of might and of power. This ministry will produce fresh expressions of wisdom of God. I repeat, this ministry will produce fresh expressions of the wisdom of God, providing the blueprint and strategy designed for our overcoming victory.
Hallelujah.
There are great and lofty things set aside for the end time generation. Amen. Spiritual pioneers will venture behind the veil to secure this insight and delegate divine wisdom in this hour. Meaning God's going to take you on the other side, give you instructions, and then you can carry it out.
Amen. Amen.
That will come through visions. It'll come through a word of knowledge. It'll come to whatever way he wants to anoint you and to take you higher. Patterns and formulas. Much of what will be taking place in our generation will be unprecedented displays of his kingdom's work.
Amen.
All patterns and formulas heretofore relied upon will not have the favor and blessing of God as they perhaps had in prior expressions of outpouring. One of the hardest things for man is to relinquish the good in order to welcome the best.
Amen.
Yeah.
It's true.
You better repeat that one.
Yes.
Say, one of my hardest things.
One of my hardest things.
For me.
For me.
Is to relinquish the good.
Is to relinquish the good.
In order to welcome the best.
In order to welcome the best.
I am going higher.
I am going higher.
I am going to live on a higher level.
I am going to live on a higher level.
I don't care what my neighbors do.
I don't care what my neighbors do.
This is between my God.
This is between my God.
And my priesthood.
And my priesthood.
And the king that I'm being developed into.
The king that I am being developed into.
Or the queen that I'm being developed into.
Being developed into.
Amen.
Amen.
Are you ready for the next scripture? Philippians 3, 13 and 14. Brethren, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it yet. But one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead.
Yes.
I press on towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
Hallelujah.
How many are catching on to what I'm trying to push out here? A kingdom of priests and a kingdom of kings. With a small K.
Right.
Okay? Because he's the King of kings.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
He's also the Lord of lords. That's not your
Amen.
Job yet.
That's right.
Okay? In case you forgot, you might have to humble yourself a little bit. Clearly, this is not implying that we abandon foundational truth, but rather the tendency to mold fresh outpourings of his spirit into the old method and techniques with which we are accustomed. Everything loves comfort. Mm-hmm. You know, my favorite chair? Ooh, feels good. Mm-hmm. My favorite slippers? Bring them on. We sometimes become comfortable with the familiar. It can easily become a crutch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's true.
Yeah. Holy Spirit is preparing a company of pioneers. Look at your neighbor. Say, welcome to the Pioneers Club.
Welcome to the Pioneers Club.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Holy Spirit is preparing a company of pioneers who will advance over the deep things of God and demonstrate them to this generation. Mm. See, it's something to have a pioneer mentality, mm-hmm. but only for you. No.
That's right.
It's for the next generation.
That's right.
That's why you're still around, older folks. Mm-hmm. A pioneer is one who opens or prepares the way for others to follow. Come on, shake it off.
Amen.
You're not that old yet.
I didn't say anything. I'm teasing.
I was owning it.
Here again, a pioneer is one who opens and prepares the way for others to follow. They will be exemplified in a John the Baptist type of ministry. Ah. Did John the Baptist bring an irritation to Israel?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
In fact, when he stood in front of the king's palace and said, "You're sleeping with your brother's wife," it got his head chopped off.
That's right. Mm-hmm. But he said it.
Yeah. Jezebel was very handy. Mm. Okay? She got her little girl to dance, and off went John's head.
Yeah.
Has anything changed?
Unfortunately.
Thank you. These will be a voice of another and will know the reality of Jeremiah 33:3. So you can write that one down. Jeremiah 33:3, by calling upon him to show us great and mighty things which we do not presently know. In other words, don't think you're going to rely on what you've learned. Mm-hmm. You're going to rely on the revelation that is coming for the moment.
Amen.
Yeah. I shared with you about Tim Sheets landing in Canada, having no clue what he's going to talk about. And 2 minutes before he's brought out into the front of the big arena to speak, he gets the word. Mm-hmm. And it's confirmed by somebody bringing an old chair, 100 years old, and sitting it there.
Wow.
Think about that.
I know.
That's the momentary revelation. This process will establish the royal priesthood, prophetically illustrated in Zechariah chapter 3, and the transformation of Joshua, the high priest. So you've got examples to go by. The Lord Jesus is the head, and we are his body, and must be bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh.
Amen.
Pause here for a moment. When I read this again, over and over, several months back, I am praying over a person. I anoint that person with oil, and out of my mouth comes, "You are bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh." I had never heard that come out of my mouth, and it did. It bubbled out of me. Mm-hmm. Okay? When I say it bubbled out, it's I had no control, and I didn't want to control it. But I went back and I said, "Lord, that is something." So I'm going to pause this for a minute and share with you what he showed me 2 days ago.
Tim, what pages was that in the book?
Huh?
What pages were you talking
Chapter
from
10.
In that book?
Huh?
Chapter 10.
Thank you. I missed that. See, when God decides to download something to you, it's a momentary invitation to go a little higher. So I'm sharing this with you, not to boast about me. It's to recognize something that I needed, an infusion. This happened at 2:30 a.m. yesterday morning. And he told me to write it in the first person. I am a spirit man living in a body. And Jesus is a spirit man living in a flesh and bone body, sitting next to my Father in heaven, ever interceding for me as our Father directs. This truth needs to be my new reality. He is my King, my advocate, my lawyer, and my high priest in the order of Melchizedek.
Amen.
The stress was that he is a flesh and bone body where everything is contained within him. He's still got the scars on his feet. Uh-huh. He's still got the holes in his side and in his hands. He's like you and me. He's flesh and bone. The blood is still on Calvary. Psalm 132, verse 9. Let your priests be clothed with righteousness, and let your saints shout for joy. The giants of the land, the enemies that inhabited the promised land, are the strongholds and dominions existed in our souls that must be overcome. Through the appropriation of the blood of Christ, and his victory. These enemies are too great for us in our own strength. Just as the inhabitants of the promised land were too great for Israel to defeat without the Lord's supernatural intervention. Although 10 of the spies returned with evil reports, it remains the decision of the people to choose which report they believed. They could have chosen to believe the faithful report of Joshua and Caleb. In so doing, they would have experienced the great power of Captain of the Lord's host and enjoy the fullness of their promise. So it is with us today. See the similitude? Mm-hmm. Although the strongholds and worldliness in us seems insurmountable, the Lord has pledged in his word that we have the precious and magnificent promise by which we can become partakers of the divine nature and escape the corruption of this world and its lusts. Our part is in yielding to the Holy Spirit and allowing this work to be realized.
Praise God.
When he kept pressing in this word this afternoon over and over, he kept me going in page 81, then 84, 81, 84, three or four or five times, and I said, finally, Lord, I will do whatever you want done, because I have a sense that there's a need for us to be prepared for Thursday. And we need to be aware that we are under that construction process that he wants done in order for us to go higher.
Yes.
We were told that we're mature. We're 30 years old. At 30 years old, you're old enough to make decisions. You're old enough to sign a contract. You're old enough to be accountable. And it's serious for us to listen to his word and then to agree with that word. See, if we were like the Israelites, and here's only two saying we can do it, and we have 10 saying we can't, there's giants over there. How many giants are in your mental vision? How many areas of your flesh and your spirit and your soul that you can't have full access to yet? I know my spirit's not ready in many areas, but I'm confessing that it is.
Amen.
Why? Because I want to go forward.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Amen.
That includes the spiritual abilities as well as the natural ones. I just hit a brick wall. Just close your eyes right now. Put one hand over your heart. Say, Holy Spirit,
Holy Spirit,
I can do all things.
I can do all things.
Through your anointing.
Through your anointing.
That strengthens me.
That strengthens me.
That's Philippians.
That's Philippians.
3,
3:13.
I can do.
I can do.
All things.
All things.
Through Christ.
Through Christ.
Who strengthens me.
Who strengthens me.
From my inner man.
From my inner man.
I can do all things.
I can do all things.
Through Christ.
Through Christ.
Who strengthens me.
Who strengthens me.